Hey, let's talk about it. Kevin Farris, Farris, 1762. He was seen on the 9th, so 5/9/25. Mr. Farris is a 63-year-old gentleman, comes in today with cough, congestion, headaches, nasal drainage, dizziness, palpitation. He gets dizzy, especially when he coughs, period. He's a retired home inspector, married 30 years plus, and has one child, period. He does occasionally drinks alcohol, and he doesn't smoke, period. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. Allergy, penicillin. He's had neck surgery, and also he's had back injection. As far as surgery is concerned, he had ESI in his back because of chronic back pain. Medical problems, he had some kind of, again, back surgery in the past. He would be in great health if it wasn't for his pain, he tells me. The pain has a tendency to slow him down, period. He also has a history of carotid stenosis that needs to be rechecked, and some time ago he had a small thyroid cyst that needs to be reevaluated today as well. Am I on your way? Family history, dad died of a heart attack, pacemaker, mom is 90 years old and still alive. 173 pounds, 97%, 98.4, 18, 80, 130 over 80, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are red, pushed in pharynx is red, inflamed, large cone on focal skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema, positive pulses. Assessment number one, sinusitis, number two, bronchitis, number three, URI symptoms turning into a bacterial bronchitis. Next one was low back pain, chronic. Next one was radiculopathy. Next one was neuropathy. Next one was leg pain and arm pain. Next one was history of carotid stenosis. Next one was history of thyroid cyst. Next number, he was treated with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospac, and Finnegan DM for cough. Next number, he was given Rocephin, a gram, and Decadron, 8 milligram. Next number, because of issues with his leg pain and arm pain, we did an ultrasound of his upper and lower extremity. No DVT or PVD was noted. That was significant. Next number, his abdomen ultrasound is within normal limits and face of nausea. Next number, his kidneys look normal. Next number, his thyroid shows no further cyst, and two small cysts that were seen a couple of years ago are not gone. Next number, echocardiogram is within normal limits. Next number, he's in excellent shape as far as his aorta is concerned with minimal calcification. Next number, he has no fatty liver. Next number, his abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits and face of nausea. Next number, most symptoms of postnasal drip. Next number, findings were discussed with him at length. Next number, as far as his colonoscopy, just put in there, he has had a Cologuard in the past with no family history of colon cancer for colonoscopy. Thank you.